The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning.
Good morning. We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
When the band began to play, the stars were shining bright.
And now the milkman's on his way. It's too late to say good night.
So good morning. Good morning. Sunbeams will soon smile through. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. 606 with Joe on the radio. Happy Friday. Not that it makes any difference. I mean, really, kind of. It's like a weekend every day, which I absolutely love. But we welcome you to the show. Great to have you with us. That's from Singing in the Rain. And if you're younger and you're listening with mom or dad or your grandparents, I think 1951, that was Singing in the Rain with Gene Kelly, Debbie Reynolds, and Donald O'Connor. If you look at that, by the way, if you look at that particular number and you watch it, how they did it with the choreography and Donald O'Connor. I know, you're not even going to know. Who is that? Check it out. It's brilliant, brilliant. Hey, good morning. Great to have you with us. We have a big show for you today. We have Congressman Josh Gottheimer is going to check in. I'm very proud to tell you, former police commissioner James O'Neill, he's the new COVID-19 senior advisor for New York City. This is on the appointment of Mayor de Blasio. And James O'Neill is a friend, and he's a great warrior, former commissioner of the NYPD. He's going to join us coming up. Arthur Idala, we're going to have some fun with Arthur. Mike Gallagher is going to join us, and we're going to have we're going to have some fun with my buddy John DiDomenico, who does, to me, the best Donald Trump impression. And in the 9 o'clock hour, yeah, we're going to go there. Anything could happen this morning, you know. And Sammy Vassallo, a certified public accountant, is going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. If you have questions, because if you watch when they say, you know what I did just for research? I called my bank yesterday just to see what was going on, but they don't know. Nobody knows anything. Nobody knows that. And they're putting all the initiative. The checks are going to go out, which is great. But now the banks don't know what the government is going to do. You're supposed to go to SBA.gov if you have a business. And hopefully those websites keep holding up. So, you know, we're going to stay on top of that. And we're going to talk to Sammy about that. What you can do. Because this is what I was thinking on this whole thing is, so you okay, they're going to forgive. They're not going to forgive. They're going to allow you to postpone your mortgage. If you have no income coming in and you're not working and you have no income here, I mean, logically speaking, and you know, you're used to getting paid. You know, now, no, you don't have to pay your mortgage now. You don't have to pay your gas bill. You don't have to pay it now. No, we're going to put it off. We're going to put it off. By the time you have to pay it, it's going to be such a big chunk, we'll never catch up. So I would humbly submit this. And this is because I know, really, I don't know if it's this show or they sample the morning shows, but sometimes I hear things that I say in the morning or that you say when you call in, you know, and then I hear it on a talk show later or I hear it from the White House. So I think they sample these shows because these shows, as I was talking to James Rosen about yesterday and his pal, these shows are of the people and for the people. And not to be corny, but it's true because it's the most intimate medium. It's right to you. It's right directly. It's not on television. There's so much going on in TV, you know, bringing the guest in and getting the camera shots. Radio is what it is. It's me to you directly. And it's the most intimate medium. So you got something to say. You have an idea. Please call in. Somebody's listening. I can't tell you who, but somebody's listening. So I'm going to say, on this, I would say Communist China should pay for every single dime that we lose. There shouldn't be, oh, we'll postpone your mortgage. Oh, we'll postpone your payments. Oh, you don't have to pay now. Don't worry about paying now. Because come summertime, boom, we're going to get slammed. China, I would humbly, respectfully submit to the White House somehow in back channels. Because if you make a public announcement, it's going to embarrass China, God forbid. So, and Xi should pay for everything. If it, whatever it costs, you should look at it. If it's $2 trillion, $3 trillion, whatever it's going to be, you and I should get a check for, and that should all be forgiven, just like that. And it should come from China, you know, kind of like build the wall, Mexico to pay for it. And apparently that's working out because the wall is being built, you know, and Mexico is like our pal now. But China, am I right or wrong? And then also, if you're a company, and then you see what's happening. Trust me, I know what's going to happen. What's going to happen? This is going to go away. And by the way, I got the inside line from a doc, a very top doc, and a very, very close friend. And he said two weeks. We should be getting out of this in about 2. I said, oh God, you know, from your lips to God's ears. You know, I said, hopefully that'll work because I think it's more going to be like a couple months. But he said a couple of weeks. We should see the light. So that's great. That's great. But I think what the president's going to end up having to do, like he had to do with General Motors, is do that Defense Production Act, and he should demand all American companies. Listen to me. He should have all American companies make everything in America. With a war act. So they make it in America, right? Because now he's got, and he's right. All the companies are stepping up and it's brilliant. But you know, for 3M to make masks for somebody else, for some equipment going out to other countries. No, this is wartime and it's a perfect opportunity. You want to talk America first. Is this not a perfect opportunity? And number one, first and foremost, Peter Navarro was great. He's like the head of manufacturing and trade down at the White House. He got up at the podium at that press conference yesterday and he said, it all stops now. We're telling everybody to make it here in America, including and most importantly, the drugs. You know, but I know corporations and you know corporations. Once this settles down, they're going to run right back to China, tail between their legs. Oh, I'm sorry, it didn't work. Let's put that factory up and running in Wuhan again so they can make excess profit. Unless it's a directive from the White House, I think, unless because of the greed of the corporations, I'm just saying, Defense Production Act, you got to make the drugs here. You got to make the cars here. You got to make all those little things that break, you know, that we get that are from China that last like a week, you know, make them here in America. And even if it costs us a little extra, and go to China, get a loan. China's got to, and it's not the Chinese. Don't think that it's the communist regime. They have to have responsibility for this. I still can't believe that this is happening with a virus. Somehow something's up. I'm telling you, I heard some things, you know, but it's true though, because like I got to pay child support. Hello. And alimony. Hello. Oh, did you know that? Yes. You know, can I say, oh, I can't pay it now because I'm not being paid. Can I? Yeah. How will that work out in New Jersey, you think? Huh? What do you think? Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, of course you're going to pay child support anyway. You got to do it for your kids and you're going to pay. I'm paying everybody. But meantime, you know what? Am I on the road? No. All the shows are postponed, but you got to do it. So am I going to go to New Jersey? And then this. Please. And look, I want to stay positive, and of course the president's doing a great job, and Governor Murphy's doing a good job in Jersey. But you know what? They're raising the tolls in New Jersey. Do you hear what I'm telling you? They are raising the tolls in New Jersey. How could you go up and go, we're all in this together? We're going to make this. And I'm not criticizing. I'm asking a question here. How do you say that with a straight face? How do you say, and then because they're not making money on the gas tax, you know, they're going to raise the gas tax. How in a straight face can you tell people we're here for you? We're here. We got this. The hospitals. We don't have enough of this. And here's somebody, Gregory, on Twitter. You know, they're going to. Yeah, they're going to. Governor Murphy, he goes, really? He goes, most people out are first responders, medical professionals. You're right. And somehow involved in the care of the pandemic patients. and they're going to raise the tolls. This is the thanks that we get. So, and he's right. This guy, Gregory, you're right on the money. How you got, you can't. You just can't do it. Not now. It's the worst image that you possibly could portray. But, you know, I don't know. I don't think they understand. And then this, and then we'll move on, is Nancy Pelosi is doing some kind of, she's going to do some kind of, I'm going to read, so you're not going to believe this, but, and I shouldn't even talk, a select committee on the coronavirus. She's going to do a select committee. Nancy Pelosi, I swear to God, listen to me, forming a special select committee to ensure that coronavirus stimulus money is spent efficiently. You mean like going to the Kennedy Center in Washington? Madam Speaker, where your daughter is on the board? Are you kidding me? I swear to God, with a straight face, I'm telling you, this is what I'm reading from the news. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is forming a special select committee to ensure that coronavirus stimulus money is spent efficiently. And shit, they gave millions away. Millions. And they would have used it for everything else that had nothing to do with this pandemic. And she's on, it's unconscionable. That why can't these people, why can't the Democrats, I'm going to ask Josh Gottheimer about it, but why can't they just step up and help us a little bit, you know? I've never seen an initiative from this lady, ever. I can't remember, all the 40 years or something in Congress, can you name one thing that she's ever done? One thing. Oh, Lordy, you can't make it up. Hey, and then, so now, you know what's interesting, too? Let me take a break here. It's a quarter after 6 o'clock. Joe on the radio. We got a great show for you today. Nick DeMauro is going to join us from Law Enforcement Against Drugs, and we're going to see how we're doing. There's a social distancing walk to raise money for Lee. I love that. Love that. That's such a smart idea. Kelly Sadler, Communications Director at America First Action and a former special assistant to President Trump, will join us, and we'll be talking about the infrastructure package. Again, James O'Neill, Josh Gottheimer, Arthur Idala. Look at this. Mike Gallagher's on the show. You have a question about your money, at 9 o'clock is when you should join us, when a certified CPA, Sam Vassallo, will join us. Eileen Fisher on the show in the 9 o'clock, so anything can happen to Eileen, you know. And yes, we have my friend John DiDomenico to do a Donald Trump impression like you've never heard before. It's great. And then right now, I think we have a special guest. Oh, look, once again, back by popular demand, it's Governor Andrew Cuomo. Is on your governor, welcome back to the show. Nice of you to join us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you, Joseph. It's great to be here. Good morning.
I like the way you call me Joseph, Governor.
Well,
Joseph is nice.
As you know,
that.
Being the son of Mario Cuomo, we are prone to formality. We are prone to respect. We are in the Cuomo household, at least those of us that are older. We tend to give the proper respect. It's not the forum, especially during a time of crisis, to be cavalier.
And Governor, I don't want to say Fredo, but you and Chris from CNN, you know, you go back and forth. Now, that's all in jest. You have a good relationship with your brother, correct?
We have a great relationship. He's my little brother, and I invited him, as you may have seen yesterday, to be part of my press conference. And instead of being appreciative of the fact that I got him a get-well gift of this beginner's guide to catching striped bass, because, as you know, while he may be proficient in catching porgies, when it comes to catching striped bass, he is, to call him a beginner, let's say, is more than charitable. But instead of being appreciative of my gift, he took the opportunity to mock my haircut, to talk about his corona-induced hallucinations, in which he described seeing me as a ballerina. And I can assure you, Joe, while I may wear a nipple ring from time to time, I have never and will never be dressed as a ballerina. So I'm not sure what it says about Christopher.
Governor Cuomo there with Piscopo in the morning. Hey, so how are you holding up, Governor? You're out there every single morning. And is it wearing on you after all these weeks, sir?
Well, first, thank you for having me on. And more importantly, on behalf of all Americans, thank you for your coverage. I've pointed out before that America was never that great, and it's true. But you are one of the great things about America, Joe. You are so right that my response has been really extraordinary. At least that's what the experts are saying. You know, it's hard. It is really hard. I take my responsibilities seriously. I don't make excuses. When you have 2,300 people who die and you see it every day and it's only getting worse, that's tough, Joe, just to deal with that day in and day out. It's even tougher when I have to come up with something interesting to say for an hour and a half every day so that I can stay in the national spotlight.
Well, you've got your team around you, Governor.
They are here, Dr. Howard Zucker.
Are they there?
They are here.
Oh, they are there. We've never seen them.
No. Well, you will not hear from them. But if the audience tunes in around 11:30 this morning, they will be able to see them sitting behind me, almost held captive, as it were. Obviously, to your question, on an organizational basis, it's hectic. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But I've been through that before. It's the death. It's the human suffering. It's the fear. It's the anxiety that weighs on you more than the physical fatigue. It's the emotional fatigue. But I know New Yorkers are counting their lucky stars and thinking about what a bullet they dodged by not electing Cynthia Nixon as governor.
You know, and before we let you go, Governor Andrew Cuomo with Piscopo in the morning. So they're talking about you running for president. Andrew Cuomo running for president of the United States.
Well, that's the $64,000 question, Joe. And as you know, I not only enjoy answering questions, but enjoy asking them to myself and then answering them. Right. So we all know. First of all, I'm not thinking about that right now. The only thing I'm thinking about is my job as the governor of the state of New York. But in terms of the very frightening projection models that we're seeing, right? When do you hit the top of the curve? How do you hit a curve ball? Some models say 7 days from now. Some models say 21 days from now. So there is a variable about how effective social distancing is. It is hard. It is, frankly, very difficult if you're trying to plan. Thankfully, I'm very good at doing difficult things. You may recall that I'm the only governor in the history of the state of New York to single-handedly rescue multiple people from car accidents. So I have some experience with this sort of thing, right? But whatever model you pick, it eclipses everything we have. We have a 50,000-bed system. We have 36,000 beds in downstate New York. Well, this will hit. And the people downstate have it even worse because they're forced to deal with Mayor de Blasio on a regular basis, right? So it's beds, it's staff, it's equipment. And the easiest thing to do is, quite frankly, beds. It's going to be about the staff and the equipment. You need all three for the system to work. But in terms of the presidential race, it's not something that I'm thinking about at all.
All right. Governor Andrew Cuomo, there it is right there. Thank you, Governor. So nice of you to join us there. Appreciate it very much. And Governor Cuomo, hey, 622 with Joe on the radio. And we got Debbie Duhaime out there on the roads checking out traffic. And that's courtesy of Frank Morano. He's got all the rhythms and the beats of the governor. And due respect to Governor Cuomo. He is welcome. And we've reached out to the governor's office. He's welcome to join us anytime. Too funny. Too funny.
Frank nailed it. That was amazing.
How he goes. Oh, man. It's the governor. Every day is the Governor Cuomo show, and we love it. We love it. Listen.
Yeah.
Hey, Deb, good morning. It's Friday. That means traffic, yes, even today, 6:23. And Deb's out there on AM 970, The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Good morning to you, Joe, and good morning to our essential workers out here traveling around. We do appreciate all that you do. Let's go out to the Belt Parkway westbound right at Sunrise Highway. Watch for an accident there. Now, if you're going to be taking a ride over to the New Jersey Turnpike, the car lanes have construction going on until about 1 o'clock this afternoon, so you're going to have to use the truck lanes heading northbound, getting up toward exit 14. Route 10 remains closed in both directions at South Morris Street. That's getting it to Randolph. That's an accident with a down pole and some down wires. Now, remember, alternate side parking rules suspended, metered parking rules in effect, the MTA Essential Subway Plan in place, the B, the C, the W, the Z, the 6 and 7 Express all suspended. Also, 3 and 5 still bypassing 110th Street. Some rain on and off today, high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 tomorrow morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
This weekend on Champions of Justice, the manufacturers of Fenfen, Vioxx, Resilin, Avandia, Firestone Tires, and Talc hate our guest, but we think you'll love him. He's Richard Meadow, a passionate protector of your health and well-being. Tom Girardi talks with him about what's going on between drug companies and physicians and what information you should have access to about your doctor. Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10 here on AM 970, The Answer.
Your potential customers are at home right now. Are you there with them? In these uncertain times, the investment you made in digital marketing is really paying off. Thanks to Salem Surround, you're on page one of the search engines. Your online reputation is five-star. Your digital presence is accurate, and you're everywhere. Oh, wait, you're not? You don't have an effective digital marketing strategy? It's not too late. Contact Salem Surround for help. We deliver prescriptive marketing solutions to communicate with your current and future customers that not only meet your needs, but exceed your expectations. Salem Surround can help you with digital marketing during these difficult times and beyond. Total market saturation with increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. SurroundNewYork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Great news in partnership with Salem Media Group. The free speech documentary, No Safe Spaces, gets limited digital release, special limited digital release. No Safe Spaces stars Dennis Prager, our very own, and Adam Carolla. They reveal how America has become a dangerous place to speak your mind and share your ideas. They do it in an entertaining and powerful way. No Safe Spaces, released October 25th of last year. It reached $1.3 million at the box office, has a 99% audience rating at RottenTomatoes.com. I've never heard of 99% from Rotten Tomatoes. That's the highest rating for any film last year. Critics have called No Safe Spaces smart, vital, and urgent, and one of the most important documentaries that you need to see today. Hollywood does not want you to see this movie. After being passed over for distribution by major studios, as well as streaming services like Netflix, the film has decided to offer the film for a limited release, then on DVD and digital this summer. Hey, make good use of this time at home. Watch No Safe Spaces, all right? Share it with your family. No Safe Spaces, now available to watch for a limited time only at NoSafeSpaces.com.
How's it feel to be dead, Mo?
I can't believe I've been afraid of this my whole life. It's a piece of cake. How about you, Harry?
Ah, Mo, the thrill's worn off. I've been dead for 3 days already.
Let's get out of here.
And now, back to the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo. That's Danny DeVito and myself doing a film from, 1986, I guess, called Wise Guys that we shot. I was so great with Wise Guys. We shot that in Atlantic City all those years ago. And we shot every frame of that film was shot in New Jersey except one week at Mother's Stage in New York. And that was great. We went to Jersey City, and we shot that down at resorts down in Atlantic City. And we shot, I think, in Newark in the Ironbound. Before the Ironbound, it was even, you became fashionable, you know. That was way back in the day. And I remember our good governor at the time, Tom Kane, came to visit. And thanks, Al, for putting that on. Wise Guys from the old days. Hey, Joe on the radio, 628. If you want to give us a call, it's 877-970-2999. So much to get into today, and we will indeed do that. And we hopefully you're doing okay. It's Friday. We want you to relax. We want you to just decompress and enjoy it. Can you just enjoy it a little bit? And Frankie, thanks for the Andrew Cuomo impression. We appreciate that very much. Applause, applause.
Thank
you very much. Your buddy, you've been doing that for years. And Albert's here. Albert, great to have you with us as well.
Thank you. Today, right? When do we start the making fun of? Coming?
Yeah,
just want to prepare myself.
No. Didn't we do that before we went on the air? I thought we did that already.
We were covered. We're covered.
Like, just like that. So I wanted to get some videos out. And you know what? I did some videos. I wanted to get a video out to, I put one video, and then I had to get a couple videos out to some first responders. I sent one to Trinitas, you know, and to our friends at Trinitas saying, hang in there, you got this. And then I was going to do another video that I was going to send and say, hey, thanks. I was going to send one to Perillo Tours, because we are going to Italy on Perillo Tours when everything settles down. We're going there, you know what I say. And then it was so funny, Al, you'd appreciate this, you know. So I'm like a mess. And if guys are living by themselves, like I live by myself, so you just really, unless you have a woman saying, really, you're gonna wear that, like Sinbad's bit, you know, you ever see that? Or you're gonna say, or they're gonna say, hey, you know, a woman will always straighten you out, will always make sure you're okay. If you don't, and if you don't, you go, when you're going on TV, you have a makeup person to do that, you have a hair person to do that. But I'm home, so I put all the stuff and product in my hair, and I do the video, but I don't look like it. I don't look at it till the end of the day, you know. And then I'm about to tweet it. I look like I went through the chimney, Al. You know?
My hair is like that now.
All the filler that I put in my hair is all over my
forehead. It's all over your face. Oh,
yeah.
No, you know. See, but you could have played that off. You could have said, "Look, I was doing work in the yard." Got a little dirty.
I was cleaning out that chimney.
That's right.
I was home. I needed it.
My wife even made a remark to me yesterday. We've been trying to take a walk every day to try and get a little bit of exercise.
Yeah,
she remarked to me yesterday. She goes, can you put any more gel in your hair? And I go, if I don't, I'll have an afro. So there it is. I was growing my hair out because I was going to dye it at the end of this month kind of a Guy Fieri type of, you know, blonde hair and spikes or whatever.
Right.
By the time I get a haircut, I'm going to have a mullet. I mean, it's, you know.
I wore one for years. It's not so bad. I like that. Hey, do you wear a mask or you don't wear a mask? Everybody's talking about a mask.
I don't think you need to wear a mask. My chiropractor was open yesterday. I went and got an adjustment.
Wait. So you went, like, did you do it from 6 feet away? Did the chiropractor?
How could she adjust my back? Wait, from 6 feet away?
You're not supposed to be. Isn't that the law? You're not supposed to be with
the. No, chiropractic care is considered an essential service. So she called yesterday and said, you know, you still have an appointment at 4 o'clock. I said, I'll be there.
What?
What do you mean, what?
Well, I'd be so paranoid.
And then she wore a mask. No, I didn't. She wore a mask. She wore gloves. And she sterilizes everything. I mean, she's got more Lysol containers in there than I've ever seen in my life. And she's always been.
More than my office?
Yeah, more than your office. So I was actually I was talking to her about Durasan too. So I might have another customer for Durasan. But anyway, she wore a mask, and I was fine with that. But then I went over to the Acme next door to pick up some frozen pizzas for my son. I can't tell you how many people are walking around with a mask and gloves on.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at these people like they got 9 heads. I don't, unless you have symptoms, I don't think it's necessary to wear a mask. The glove thing is even worse, because if you're actually touching something that has the virus on it, you're taking that glove and transferring it from place to place to place.
Yeah.
And the other part is, none of these filthy animals, when they're done with the gloves, Throw them in a garbage pail. They throw them on the floor.
What you're saying is what the public health officials were saying 2 weeks ago. But as of now, that's the opposite of what they're saying. Now you have, first, the Surgeon General was saying what you were saying, the head of the CDC, everybody, Dr. Art Kaplan on this show. But now you have, you know, the coronavirus response team and the folks in Washington all saying if you're going to be exposed to people, you should wear a mask. Dr. Stephen Greer told that to Joe weeks ago. He's now been...
Yeah. Yep.
Borne out not only by the coronavirus response team, but even Bill de Blasio came out yesterday and said people should wear a mask because I think the fear is that a lot of people may be infected and not know it and spread the virus, you know, unintentionally.
Absolutely. I'm telling you now, I've been doing this for the last, you know, 10, 20 years, you know, where I would put something over my face so I didn't have to, you know, take in any germs. That's all it is. Better safe than sorry.
Well, but what they're saying, what the health officials are saying, it's not necessarily about taking in the germs. It's about not spreading the germs to others. That's where the masks are really effective.
Good point. Good point. But if I'm somewhere and, you know, the people, they have that lemming attitude and they got to come close to you, those people that kind of follow you around, whether you want them out of you, excuse me, 6 feet, excuse me, yet they come. God forbid someone sneezes, you don't have a mask on, you're going to inhale it, you're going to get the coronavirus. Wear the mask. And then they go, it's only for first responders. You know, we're all on the front line. We're all on the front line at this point. I would highly suggest, I went on Amazon, I told you, whatever it was last week before, and I looked for N95 masks. I had them, they had them, they had backlogs of them. I got mine in 2 days thinking, why they got masks, and all I keep hearing, they don't have enough masks. I think it's all hoarding. I like that Peter Navarro, you know, the trade representative and the head of manufacturing and trade down at the White House. He was very strict, saying you're going to hoard, you're going to send masks, like 3M, they found out, are sending masks to other countries. Keep it to ourselves. And I think definitely wear the mask. But to Al's point about the gloves too, I'm telling you, for somebody who is such a germaphobe, if you're out and you're at the supermarket, which apparently is a petri dish. This is what they're saying. Don't go to the supermarket because it is indeed a petri dish. That's why I ordered all my stuff on Amazon yesterday, but I'll get it by, like, you know, next January. I mean, it, you know, it's so backed up. But if you wear the gloves and if you touch something like that, you can't go ahead. It's not going to keep the germs are on the gloves and they're going to stay on the
gloves. Yeah, but at least throw them in the garbage pail. Don't throw them on the floor. But I can't tell you how many gloves I saw on the floor.
Yeah, it's true. In the middle, though, while you're shopping and you're putting everything in, or you're doing whatever you're doing, your gloves. You load the gloves in the car, and then also you got. I think I may have even put my hand in my pocket with the glove on to unlock the car. That's it, right there. I got germs all over the fob on my car.
Well, it was nice knowing you, Joe.
You know what I mean. So take the gloves off after you load up your car. Take the gloves off and put a new set of gloves on to take the stuff out, and then you can spray the stuff out before you get in. You know why? Because they don't. No, they don't know. They should know, and they don't know. So better safe than sorry. Wear the mask, wear the gloves. I'm thinking of getting a hazmat suit, so I have to go online and get one of those things. Oh, you know what? Hold on. I can't, you
please,
know what?
I need pictures, please.
I know,
please,
me on the bike. I know on the bike, and I'm at the hazmat suit, man. I'm ready.
I'm gonna have one of those painter's coveralls on while he's riding the bike. Big mask. Joe, where'd you get that? World War I? That for the mustard gas?
Hair, you know, the hair thing, the little hair, the hair net thing.
I'm going to start looking around for people, by the way. Speaking of haircuts, anybody got a Flobee they want to borrow? Let me, so I can, you know, I can use that.
Yeah, or any more GLH for me. That would be great, too.
Give Ron Popeil a call.
Man ahead of his time. I'm telling you right now. 6:36. I see the calls. We're going to go to the calls when we come back. 877-970-2999. Hey, it's Friday. Hey, we got this. And you know what? We'll get through the weekend and give us a couple weeks, give us a month or two, and we'll be back to normal. Believe me, we'll look back, and you're not going to believe how quickly this is going to go. So just hang in there. Decompress. Please, I know how hard you work. I know all that you do. It will all equal itself out. By the grace of God, we're going to be okay. Just at this point, you're claustrophobic. You get a little antsy. You know, don't worry about a thing. Everything's going to be all right. It'll be over before you know it. Just take the time while you can, because, man, trust me, once we gear this up, it's going to be nonstop for all of us, and we're going to go 12 months straight. Go into the calls in a moment. Let's go to Big Al Gattulo at 6:37 right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
47 degrees at 6:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Cuomo highlighting the new state budget for the upcoming fiscal year. He says it enacts the country's strongest paid sick leave program and enacts the country's first domestic terrorism law. It also bans flavored e-cigarettes and outlaws the pink tax that allowed gender-based pricing discrimination. Cuomo says the new balanced budget includes no new taxes and continues to phase in tax cuts for the middle class. The coronavirus pandemic is having an emotional effect on families whose loved ones have passed away from the disease. Doctors are being delayed in issuing death certificates, and families have to wait days to get bodies released from the hospital morgue. In addition, one cemetery, which usually gets a few calls a day, had over 100 calls. A hospital spokesperson admitted bodies are being stored longer than normal, and they're working with the city to come up with a solution. In sports, the Yankees are creating an over $1 million distress fund for stadium workers affected by the shutdown. However, according to the team's Twitter site, the fund helps eligible employees with coronavirus-related expenses, including funerals, but doesn't cover their wages. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning to you, Al. Thanks a lot. Alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Route 10 is still closed right now as you get up through Randolph. It looks like you have a down pole and some down wires from an earlier accident. So again, this is down by South Morris Street. Let's go out to the westbound belt, slowing down right at Sunrise Highway with an accident. And the FDR Drive North in the 100s getting reports of an accident over there as well. Over on the northbound side of the New England Thruway into Port Chester, looks like some overnight construction just wrapping up. Let's see what's happening as you take a ride over to New Jersey Transit. New Jersey Transit on a reduced schedule. Metro North, LIRR all on a reduced schedule. Also, six Hudson Bergen light rail trains are canceled this morning, and that's all due to some ongoing unavailability of some of the train operators at this point. Let's check in on the forecast. Rain today with a high of about 51. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to save 5% every day by shopping at Lowe's. In-store or online, save 5% on eligible purchases just by using your Lowe's Advantage card. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval, cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been listening to your ad for quite a while, and I said, okay, let me try this thing for a few months and see what happens. And I'm feeling much better. Got a lot more energy. Even my friends are saying it. And I tell them all about it.
A lot of my friends are like, you know, what's with you? I mean, you know, you're energetic, this, that, the other thing. They're like, you never get sick. I never get sick. And my friends, I keep telling them, I says, why don't you try the Balance of Nature? Yeah, you mentioned that a few times. Just do it, man. The product is great. You can't, there's nothing I can say better about it.
I haven't gotten sick. If I feel something coming on, well, I'll take an extra dose. It works. It really does work.
You know, I have a pretty demanding job. You know, when I say energy, it's not physical energy. It's more like mental energy. And I come home, I'm kind of like just mentally drawn out. You know, I'm just like, just tired, you know. I find myself not wanting to do anything but chill out. And so I think ever since I've been doing the Balance of Nature, the energy that I get is more about like when I get home, I'm not so mentally tired. I have the energy to go to the health club and do things. I do think it's helping me out tremendously just with the stress. And like I said, the mental energy seems to be a lot better. And I really don't get colds or sinus infections like I used to get.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code THEANSWER.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. You know, most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Perhaps you've been noticing that it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. I'm just saying, now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. And even as MyPillow changes their production to provide masks for hospitals, thank you, Mr. Mike Lindell, they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. Right now, you can get the buy one, get one free pricing on my pillows, Giza Dream Sheets, My Pillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to Radio Listener Specials. That's the page you got to go to at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code AM970. All right, you can call 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. And if you order Mike's book, you know, what are the odds? Your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he will give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. 800-651-0798. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code AM970.
I think maybe you got a little too much sugar in your diet. We do things differently around here, Dan. Put the gun away.
Maybe I will and maybe I won't.
Stash the rod, Danny.
You shouldn't grab me, Johnny. My mother grabbed me once. Once.
And now, back to the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Michael Keaton from Johnny Dangerously, 644 on the radio with Joe Piscopo. Getting this Friday started. Let me go to Charlie Finch. The professor has checked in. Good morning, Charlie. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Happy Friday, gentlemen, Charlie and Debbie. So, Joe, I'm looking at seven masks right now and four pairs of gloves, which 2 weeks ago were delivered to me by Dr. Rock Positano's driver, Rong Wei Wan, who was wearing a mask when he did it. These are the most valuable possessions I've ever had, Joe. They're worth more than their weight in gold. And thank you, Dr. Rock. The primary reason to wear a mask, Joe, so you will not touch your face, to separate your face from the fingers picking up the virus on these surfaces. Mm. If you don't have symptoms, you can still spread the COVID virus. In order to keep your mask going, wrap a piece of paper towel around the mask on both sides to preserve it. Make sure you can still breathe and make it secure to your face. Joe, there was an experiment recently in Johns Hopkins University which demonstrates the persistence of this tiny virus, one millionth the size of a pencil point. They had a totally sterilized room with nurses and a COVID patient in the room, and they found that the COVID virus emerged on one of the nurses coming out of this sterilized environment. Wow. Where was that virus, Joe? On the bottom of a shoe. Right?
Wow.
That's how lethal and dangerous this is. Now, Joe, I'm hearing of more and more anecdotal cases of this virus emerging at perhaps as early as last December or January. For example, I have a close friend's wife who is currently fighting for her life on a ventilator in week two in a New York hospital. So let me ask you very, very respectfully. Do you think that your trusted aide, Mo, might have succumbed to COVID-19? I ask that in her memory and with love. Okay, sir? So sorry to be serious on a Friday, but these are serious times. Well, God bless you all.
God bless you too, Charlie. I don't know. I don't know. I still don't know, I'll tell you the truth. Charlie's referring to a great gal that worked with us, and we all knew her at the radio station. She passed away. It was, I guess it's okay to say, with respect to the family. She passed away, man. She was 46 years old. A beautiful, wonderful, warm gal, you know? And she was always great, always would help me out whenever I needed help. She was always there for me. She passed away, and I don't know. It could have been, I don't know that it was the coronavirus, because that was too soon. When was that, Frankie? Fibros. That was pretty much, was it in October already? Was it October?
I believe it was October, yes.
Yeah. So, but maybe, was it around, and it was in the Bahamas, so you don't know, but maybe. I'll tell you this, though. The fact that this was around and the Chinese said nothing about it, the communist Chinese said nothing about it, is inexcusable. There's got to be reparations. There's got to be responsibility, because it keeps happening. And I hear, and I don't know, this is not a fact, it's just me talking on the radio, but I hear that those wet the wet markets are open again, and I hear they're eating bats again over there. You can't do it. You say, China, I love you, we love you. They're eating dogs. This is what I'm hearing. And if I'm wrong, and if you're a Chinese representative, you are so welcome on the airwaves. But we're not buying the propaganda. We're not buying it anymore. And I plead with the president. And again, it's a fun Friday, but put that Defense Production Act together. Make the drugs so every drug company has to first make the drugs in America, and they can't share it with China. I'm telling you, I would trust Australia. I would trust most of our, you know, our NATO friends in Europe. But you can't trust, because it's not the Chinese. That has nothing to do with racist. It's the communists. Think of Joseph Stalin. Joseph Stalin killed 20 million of his own people. I don't know that he wouldn't do the same. I don't know. Seems like a nice guy. But I mean, really, just break away from China, for crying out loud, because this virus was around much longer than we suspect. Elliot, good morning. What's on your mind this morning before we break?
Yeah, hi, good morning. I just want to set the N95 mask straight.
It's okay.
A complex mask, and we've been using that for a long time in the hospital, and before you could put the mask on, you have to be what we call test fitted. So we put your head into a hood, and we spray saccharin inside the hood. If you taste the saccharin, we know you're sensitive to it. Then we put on a mask, a different size mask, and we see which mask fits your face. When you don't taste the saccharin anymore, that means that mask was perfect for your face. You cannot have a beard because the mask is then left open. Now, the mask was made for bacteria infections such as TB, which is about 0.3 to 0.5 microns. A virus is much, much smaller than that. Yeah. So it can get through. Is it better than nothing? Yes. Yeah. But if you have to wear, you really have to wear a hazmat suit that has these viral filters on the outside.
Okay.
And you have
to
have it sealed. That's all the only way you could be protected.
All right. Thanks, Elliot. I'm going to order one now, because now you've convinced me. I'm going to go on Amazon and get my hazmat suit. But I'll tell you what I have.
Good to finally work with Dustin Hoffman. This is great.
Yeah.
This is great.
So, you know what I got, too? Oh, gosh. And I just did it because I went on Amazon. And by the way, I ordered these things because of my children. And the first thing I did when I got the mask, I brought them to my children. And I bought them the gloves to my children. It's my children's. My duty as their father to protect them. And I got masks for everybody. Don't tell me I can't have a mask. I'm doing it for my children. Don't tell me anything else, because I have a right to do that. And I also have a right to buy the protective goggles, which I ordered on Amazon and I received. So I have, and they're great.
Please take a picture. What is the matter with you?
Listen. I got, they're the best. They're like kind of wrap around protective goggles. Remember, I had because of my big nose, they don't have masks for people with big schnozzes like me. So I put the mask on my face the other day. I told you, I went to adjust it with my gloves on after I was in the drugstore handling stuff, picking stuff up. I adjusted the mask and poked myself in the eye. So now, great. Now I got coronavirus in my eye because I touched something with my glove on. So then I went home and I ordered these goggles from Amazon. And they're great. They're great. You just put them on, and they look like kind of sunglasses, but they're clear. I got them for the kids. I'm getting them for the kids. Don't tell me I can't get them, because your point, I'm going to wear the mask. And now I was thinking, I ordered on Amazon last night. I ordered the, you know, you can get groceries on Amazon, but you still need some things to get. And do you go to the grocery store? And I keep hearing from my doctor friends, that's where all the germs are, in the grocery stores. And Charlie's right. It's on your feet, too. So when you come home, you got to make sure to get your gloves off before you get in the car. Don't throw them on the ground, like Al said. Don't litter with the gloves. And when you come home, spray the bottom of your feet. Debbie, it's going to sound really weird.
Right.
You're going to think I'm really creepy. I've done that for years when I come home. And I think there's a lot of Indian Americans and Korean Americans who do that. They take the shoes off before you come in.
Okay. Yes,
I will take a Lysol or a Durasan spray and spray my shoes. Whenever I'm in New York, when I would come home, I would do the same thing and take my shoes off. You'd have no idea the germs at the bottom of your feet. I'm just
saying. Yeah. Wow, you know? Sounds like such good advice. I mean, it's right now it seems like you really have to do that.
What other radio show are you going to have a germaphobe, a neurotic guy like me for all these
goggles.
Years? I could tell you everything how to keep germs away. Oh, look
goggles,
at me. Don't touch
face
me.
Mask.
In church, peace be with you. Peace be with you. Who? What are you looking at?
Peace.
Don't look at me. Peace. I swear to God, you touch me in the name of Jesus, I'm going to keep rip your throat out. Don't touch me. I swear to God.
Just smile and nod. Peace.
I'm not even fist bumping anymore. I'm not going to even do that.
Oh my God. It's unbelievable. Well, I know. I've got to think about everything.
I know. We'll get there. 6:52. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970. The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everybody. Good morning to our essential workers out there. We appreciate you more than you know. Let's go out to the Sunrise Highway. As you head Sunrise Highway West into Connect Avenue, getting into Islip Terrace, it's an accident over there. LIE westbound, just a brake check here at Sunnyside Boulevard. New Jersey Transit on a President's Day schedule. LIRR Metro North, a reduced schedule. Hudsonburg and Light Rail, it looks like six trains canceled this morning. Lack of availability there. Alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered rules in effect. Bronx River Parkway northbound, getting into Gun Hill Road. It's an accident over there. Westbound side of the Belt Parkway. This is right by Sunrise Highway. They just cleaned up an accident. Now, if you're going to be taking a ride to Route 10, it's closed. Getting into South Morris Street in Randolph. It's all due to an earlier accident with a down pole and down wires. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Meet Dr. Gil Lederman, New York's only Harvard-trained, triple-board-certified radiation oncologist, who brings you the latest cancer treatment news from world-renowned cancer experts delving into special cases. It's The Radio Surgery Show, Sunday nights from 7 to 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
My friends, Dennis Prager here, and they're at it again. The left is doing their best to silence ideas they don't like. On the college campus, in social media, and at your place of work, if you dare think for yourself and say what you believe, the left will try to shut you down. I've experienced this, and you, your children, and your grandchildren will or already have. My friends, it is time to fight back and defend our values, and that is why I made the film No Safe Spaces. Hollywood doesn't want you to see this film, which is why, believe it or not, this is really amazing. You won't see it on Netflix or Amazon Prime, but now you can watch No Safe Spaces for a limited time at nosafespaces.com. It's time to fight back against the attack on free speech and protect our American values. In any event, it's just a great film. See No Safe Spaces starring Adam Carolla and me at nosafespaces.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Mainly cloudy, windy, and quite cool today with occasional rain and drizzle this morning, followed by a shower or two this afternoon, our high 52. An evening shower or two, otherwise rather cloudy tonight, breezy and chilly, low 45. Clouds and a few intervals of sun tomorrow, still rather breezy, high 56. For Sunday, more clouds and sun, high 58. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Lundberg, thank you, Joey. It's Joey Piscopo on the radio. It's nice to have you with us. So here's what you're going to do. I'm going to ask that you call France Touch of Class, and you're going to book this magnificent yacht for a special event, okay? A luxury private yacht. And Fran is so great. And you want? I would call now so you could book it for the summertime, maybe 4th of July or something. Get there, because you know what's going to happen. After all this is done, we're going to start to get back to normal, and then everything's going to be crowded. You're not going to be able to get anything. I would call France Touch of Class today, because you have this yacht can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000. Guests can board at convenient locations throughout the metropolitan area. If a private yacht is not in your budget, how about a private deck charter right there, right in the harbor? Fran's yachts are fully insured and Coast Guard certified. Fran's Touch of Class. You got to go to Fran's Touch of Class to see the range of yachts in her fleet. Then give her a call, find out about your options. And Fran, she's so much fun. She's such a great gal. She'll fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, give you the details of the services provided. Okay, here's the number for Fran's Touch of Class. Call today. You're going to have to book it for the spring and the summer. I'm telling you, it's going to be overbooked. It happened to me. I called and they were booked. You got to call today, 212-385-9400, just to check it out. 212-385-9400, or visit, please, franstouchofclass.com.
It's the Friday Funnies on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
You know, just once, I'd like to hear a black person say, "Today I got on the elevator, there was a Jew standing there. I got so scared. I got on the elevator, the doors closed, I saw a Jew. I don't even think he lived in the building."
Expect more laughs on the Joe Piscopo Show.
Here's something that we go back to the... probably the first thing I ever recorded in the Harry James days. Beautiful new arrangement by Nelson Riddle. All or nothing at all.
Oh, yeah. From Gilbert Gottfried to Frank Sinatra. Where else can you get that? By the way, don't get offended by anything Gilly says. It's so funny. It's too funny. He's the most politically incorrect person. By the way, you don't want to miss in the 9 o'clock hour, around 9:30 or so, we have impersonator and dear friend John DiDomenico, who is so funny. He's going to do a Donald Trump impression to die for. You're not going to believe it. Hey, Nick DeMauro's coming up in the next hour from Law Enforcement Against Drugs. Lead has a social distancing walk we're going to tell you about. How cool is that? Kelly Sadler from America First Action, former special assistant to the President of the United States. Former police commissioner James O'Neill. New York City's new COVID-19 senior advisor, Congressman Gottheimer on the show, Arthur Idala, Mike Gallagher, Sammy Vassallo will answer your financial questions. Eileen Fisher, we got a show for you. It's Friday with Piscopo in the morning, coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
47 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Bergen County Prosecutor Mark Musella has banned all police chiefs from requiring residents to place quarantine signs on their doors if they've contracted COVID-19. Musella issued the order after learning some departments were advising residents to identify themselves if they have the virus and are seeking police help. Musella says that's not allowed and could put residents in danger. A Brooklyn woman is the first known teacher in New York City to lose her battle with COVID-19. 54-year-old Sandra Santos Vizcaino taught third grade at PS9 and was a 20-year veteran of the profession. She had won a grant to study bird sanctuaries in the Dominican Republic back in 2009. The company that makes Corona beer temporarily suspending brewing and export after the Mexican government declared it non-essential during the coronavirus pandemic. Mexico's Grupo Modelo exports Corona to 180 countries, released a statement saying the suspension begins Sunday. The National Rifle Association planning to file a lawsuit against the state of New York over its decision to deem gun retailers as non-essential businesses. The classification makes them subject to closure during the pandemic. State Attorney General Letitia James issued a statement that everyone must follow the law and all executive orders of New York. She added that New York will aggressively defend against yet another legal assault by the NRA. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.